comes to act on us.
Guru Maharaj?
Thank your star, or is it any expression in English? Thank God, John. Thank your star that you have suddenly has got this. No possibility, but you have suddenly got this fortune of this form. That is star. By means of the medium of the influence of this planet. That's also acquired by your previous call. Suddenly appears as if without any cause or effect. That's bhagyam, fortune, or misfortune like that.
Guru Maharaj, this Halley's Comet is coming next in a few months. I'm very worried about it.
Why? You want to oppose that? You are worried? When I was perhaps 15 or so, as it comes came. My age was 14, 15. Now, 90. It comes generally after 78 years.
Say yes, 75 or 78.
The same comet.
Same comet.
Visits there?
Yes.
There's a noise at the Agar. I saw that comet when I was 14 or so.
I was 15.
That year, Pancham George got dethroned, George the Fifth. He was enthroned, installed in England, and also came in India. And 12th December 1911, an installation took place in Delhi. And he came to Calcutta afterwards. Lord Harding was the viceroy, and I went to visit him, Calcutta, for the first time. And this Mukunda Babu's father was daroga in the Coach Ghat, and I was guest in their quarter, 1911 December. I visited Calcutta first on that occasion, the King's visit to Calcutta, 1911, George the Fifth and Harding. And Harding was wounded by one Rasbihari Bose at Delhi. That Rasbihari Bose fled to Japan, and when Subhash Bose, Netaji, he joined during the last great war, the second great war, Subhash joined Rasbihari and formed an army that was imprisoned by the Japanese from the British army, and organizing those who attacked India and Manipur. Captured something, but anyhow, that atom bomb finished everything in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, two atom bombs thrown by America against Japan, And that concluded the war suddenly. Netaji and all finished. I was guest at Mukunda Babu's father's quarter in Kidispur, Calcutta. December 12th, did the coronation. And this comment came 11, and the first Gulag village war came 14 in the month of August. So there is 2nd August, 1914, first great war broke out. That's in August. Austria's king, her prince, was murdered in Serbia, in his father-in-law's house, and that was the cause. Austria marched against Serbia. Russia came to help Serbia, Slav, and Germany came to help Austria. And Germany was full of military power, so France, to keep up the balance, joined Russia's side, and the British also did that. And Austria, Germany, Bulgaria, Turkey, Germany, Austria-Hungary, and Bulgaria, and Turkey in one side. Others on the other side. In Russia, Romania, this side, Yugoslavia, France, Italy, British, and America joined afterwards. President Wilson was the president of America at that time. From 14 up to 18. In 18 it was finished. First great World War. 2018 also a great change came in my life.
Vaikuntha, they also fight if they make all that is here. In Vaikuntha, they make something like fight also?
What does she say?
Sananda.
She wants to know if people fight in Vaikuntha.
Fight. Maybe fight, but that is not of this type. Struggling is everywhere, but in different color, of different quality. Because Jiva also passes through Vaikuntha to Golok, where there are those that are dissatisfied with the environment of Vaikuntha. They have to struggle to go out of Vaikuntha and further. Or if you mean that fight, then that's what the fight is there. Dissatisfaction with the environment and struggling to go further up, fighting with their own different tendencies. First accepted that as good, gradually that was found not satisfactory. And for further progress, they are trying. That had not first entered Vaikuntha and got some satisfaction in comparison with the satisfaction here in Brahmanda. Then, for some time, those that have got their inner self for the service of Goloka, they find dissatisfaction and began to struggle, fight. They are the type of fighting. And when get chances, they follow some agent and they pass through by control towards Ayodhya, Dwarka, Vrindavan in this way. Once people in general, people are not ordinary, but some people of higher rank approached Maharshi Bhrigu. We can't ascertain who is the highest amongst Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, Narayana. Who is the highest? We can't understand. They are all above so far. We can't distinguish. Who is the highest? Then Bhrigu, he accepted that, all right, let me have a test in the matter, then I shall give my opinion. Then he approached Brahma, his father, creator. And there, he stood. stood silently, giving no honor to his father. Only stood there silent. Then after a short time, Brahma and became enraged. What is this? You do not know the etiquette, Kasi. You come here and don't show any honor to your father, the creator, and stand with your head erect. No offer of any respect to nothing. What is this? Then Vibhu went off from there and approached Shiva, Mahadev. And there he began to rebuke Mahadev. Oh, what do you do on the external indifference? But you destroy the world. So many things of disrespect, showing some disrespect, haughtiness to Mahadev. And after some time, waiting for some time, Shiva was enraged and it came with his Trishula to kill him. Bhrigu left the place immediately and went to Vaikuntha. And there, all on a sudden, there was Narayana, Lakshmi Devi. Or he entered the place all on a sudden and gave a kick on the breast of Narayana. And Narayana came to beg forgiveness from him. Oh, you must have got some wound,
injury.
That's a pain on your foot. My body is very hard, and you put a kick on my breast, and you must have got much pain there. Let me serve you to minimize your pain of the leg. Allow me to serve. Then Vibhu came back and announced in the world, Narayana is the highest. In Vaikuntha, the size of toleration, in general we can conceive by this, no vindictiveness there, rather the opposite, now affectionate, and the toleration of all these difficulties which come out of from the wrong deeds of our free will. So that is a place of toleration, forbearance, mercy, to a certain extent. Then justice, land of mercy, affection, boycott. But there is gradation, there is some calculation. Above that, farther is Goloka, higher. Without any calculation, the affection flows there, like water of Jamuna. And though there is that the hard substance at Govardhan Giri, that also gives shelter at the time of our danger. It's Krishna's kingdom as such, wonderful. God works wonders. For Krishna's every pastime is wonderful. Wonderful and full of affection and love and mercy, peace, and respect. Apparently, what is violence there against Putana and other demons? ultimately that also leads into some healthy position. Uttana is rewarded by the after position of motherly respect. There is no loss in Vaikuntha. No loss, no death is there. Simply lila, that is only lila like drama. I was astonished to hear from my Guru Maharaj from the beginning that Vaikuntha in Goloka, in lila, Krishna lila, Narayana lila, Singha Pasino Avadhik, that topic came. In a discussion with a Mayavada. Guru Maharaj told, Singha killed the killed person, Singha Pasinam Avadhit. But both the lion and the person, both there, they did not die anyone, but they got enjoyment thereby. One who is killed, the killer and the killed, both gets enjoyment, satisfaction. So it is like drama. No real killing is possible there. That is the world of eternity. But it's all only show, like a drama. One is being killed, another is killing. But none was really killed. But the killer and the killed, both of them get inner satisfaction. The land is finally such. That is called lila. And the Singho Jambu Batahata. Again, Jambuvan killed the lion and took that jewel to his den, and the Krishna went to in search of that gem, and he took that gem from Jambuvan, and Jambuvan, he was a servitor of Ramchandra. He gave her daughter to Krishna, and the gem also as presentation, and Krishna came back with the gem, and he gave it to the party. Krishna had to go to search for that gem because some rumor came in Dwarka that Krishna has stolen that gem. So he has to trace that thing and get it back to the pot. That I have not stolen. That bad name may also come to Krishna himself. Lila, aspect, like drama. A drama who is killed, he can play his part well, then very satisfied, because he is playing the part of the killed. And if his part is done well, he is highly satisfied. And the killer also may be satisfied that I have played my part very well. A real loss is not there. Bhur hari bhur, bhur hari bhur. Kaya?
Jyotirupal.
Ki tohan bajare paddo?
Haan.
Kato?
Bajare paddo hai che 570 taka.
Lisa, she has one question to ask.
Lisa.
Huh.
The question is, does the Maha Mantra have any effect? Does it have any effect before initiation?
Before initiation of Maha Mantra.
Yes.
That is like shadow, casting shadow. But it finally gets that from Guruji, that Maha Mantra. Come into connection with reality. Before that, casting shadow, like this. Negotiation period. Salam dasa. Then bottom dasa, next condition, regular connection with Maha Mantra after diksha. Before that, negotiation period, so on. Hesitation remains. Who come?
Ranjan Prabhu. Ranjan.
Mahamantra is Mahamantra, that is all in all. And this mantra, Pancharatra Diksha, comes to help him, help Mahamantra. Without Pancharatra Diksha, by Mahamantra, everything may be attained. Haridas Sagar, he had no Diksha, Pancharatri. But Maha Mantra was required. Mantra, Maha Mantra. Mananat Sarati. If we are mindful about it, we get release, the liberation. By our attention towards that. Mananat Sayat. The other side, it can give relief from mental exercise, concoction, special interest, cultivation, Mananat. And this connects us with universal things. Mind is concerned with individual interest, and it gives us relief of that individual consciousness. And generally, universal consciousness which is within us, that is discovered by mantra, Mahamantra. Krishna mantra iti hari saṃsāra vacan, Krishna nāma iti hari krishna iti hara. The mantra can release us from the concocted life. And the real connection you can get from them. In mantra also there is name is all enough. If in the mantra we take the name of Krishna out and put another God's name, then whole meaning is changed. From mantra, suppose we take the name, and in the place of that we put another name, then the whole thing is diversely changed. But name cannot be changed. One name, eternal connection. So name is all in all. In mantra also there is name. All the recommendation of a particular process is in name, mantra. Manana trayati, by reminding which we can get liberation, or it can get us, give us relief from the mental concoction for our individual interest thinking. We are mainly to be concerned with three stages of life: exploitation, renunciation, and dedication, devotion. We should be always mindful to these three things, avoiding enjoyment, that is exploitation, and avoiding also strictly renunciation. There is negative end. Nothing. Was he withdrawn from the negative side? That is also the origin of the negative side. But to enter into the positive side of the life, that is all important. Life of the noble life, life of dedication. Devotion is a noble life. Who has got a little change of devotion to him, all this renunciation enjoyment is very mean life, mean, pisachi. Even to to maintain the ideal of those two is very mean, filthy. Bhakti mukti spriyaja bhakti pisachi, in comparison with a life of a devotee, a noble life of dedication. Dedication, and especially dedication to the Lord, generally. Otherwise, no perfect dedication is possible. And then towards this entire absolute, the absolute good. That to him, to a dedicated life, these two phases of life, of enjoyment and renunciation, seems to be very, very low, mean, nasty, even mukti. To revolt against the arrangement, the devotion of God. God is so good and great that to leave his connection, that is very, very filthy thing. So bhakti mukti spriya, the aspiration for enjoyment as well as the liberation, that seems to be very mean thing, pisachi, ghost. A ghost. instantly, complete retirement, all exploitation. These are the anti-engagement of the soul. We must be very much careful about these two tendencies within us, that they may not peep in our mind to get some position, enjoyment, to live at the cost of others, try to live at the cost of the environment. That is that nasty, reactionary, and they stop the work totally. To be reduced to be zero, that is also a dangerous thing for the soul. And eternally, these fellows, those that are in the life of enjoyment, they may have future chance of being relieved by the divine agents. But those that enter into the cave of union with the ray of the Vaikuntha, are buried within that, they have got very little chance to come out from the cave. Oh, that has been condemned more than this enjoyment. In Ramananda Raya Sangvad, Bhakti Mukti, Manche Kaha Dwar Koti, Sthavar Deho Dev Deho Jaisya Avasthiti. What is the future of those that aspire after enjoyment and liberation? Ramananda says, those that desire after enjoyment, they get the life of a god, demigod, devdeha. And those that aspire after liberation, complete liberation, they get the body of a material mass, sabadeha. Just as Himalaya, or some planet, some sleeping for a long, long time. Savadeva Devdeva. Savadeva. Jandira Vrindakku Vimukta Maniya Tajyastha Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhaya Arujya Kishtena Padang Padang Tasak Patan Tadho Anadi Pujushya Dangaya. The moment when they come in, they will come in contact with the higher plane of life. They neglect the purity and the venerable position of the higher, and considers him with him by that crying he is hurled down towards the deep material position. Arujya Kishrena Parang Parang. By great trouble they come to rise up to the margin, passport. Getting passport, they come to the last, the boundary of the country. But when they think that where he is going to take visa, that is also like his own country. He will enjoy like that. He will get here for the interest of this, his own land. He is going there to enter that country only for the interest of his own country. Then he is hurled down. Not allowed. He is exposed and he is considered unfit. and hurl it down. Arujhakishri na parang parang tata patan tadhu anadita jushadam kaya. Because they have not proper respect for the other land. They are failures in their life. So mukti is liberation, concepts of liberation is more conduct than enjoyment. Enjoyment is not a joyful thing. And that is a challenge against the to remain eternally in a liberated the marginal position. That is a challenge to the validity and respectability of the higher plane of devotion. So they get greater punishment, mukti. Sar madhye ki ho bhalo, mayavadi sanga nahi magi kono kalo. This is the highest position, no other higher position. The strong information in them. The rest. Higher at a bigger circle, and the mantra a smaller circle within the bigger circle. Then comes down to the most fallen. Mantra may not come down so low. The limb can come to the lowest position for relief work. And the mantra is in the middle. Then after we have finished the the jurisdiction of mantra, we can go up, again there is name, Muktukule Irupasya. They may not go on chanting, repeating the mantra, but name cannot be avoided in any condition of our highest devotional life. Krishna mantra haiche ave thangsar mocham. Krishna naam hai jagave Krishna charan. Mantra in the middle period, not necessarily in the higher position, but name is always with the devotee, even in the highest position. So name is higher than mantra. Mantra, the name is there, but couched with some recommendation, a particular process for the time being.